Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good early evening to you folks, and thank you for tuning in with me once again to a spontaneous Saturday edition of True Conservative Radio. And of course, I am your host, the man they call Ghost, and I want to thank you once again for tuning in with me. Like I said, folks, this is a spontaneous Saturday edition here on True Conservative Radio. We decided to go ahead and talk about the quote-unquote presidential elections today because it seems to me that everybody's got their damn fetish for this damn ridiculous circus sideshow of an election, and we're going to talk about it. I've been kind of amused looking at the sorry excuse of a mainstream media out here, how they're turning this damn election into a circus as opposed to actually talking about the issues that are going to affect you and me as regular American citizens out here. And that's why I put the description of this particular program about racism back in the presidential elections, because as you folks know, all you folks that have been listening to me on a consistent basis, you know I was rather critical of the Clinton slime machine trying to turn Barack Obama into the ghetto candidate about, I think it was in January or February of that nature. And I am not an Obama fan, folks. I've been very critical of Barack Hussein Obama. I think he's very questionable. I think that his politics are very vague. He's nothing but a bunch of blowhard rhetoric. And I just don't understand why everybody has fallen on this moron's bandwagon when he hasn't described one iota of what in the hell he's going to do for the American people. Now, to Obama's credit, I did hear him here the past couple of days spit out something out of that rhetoric-filled hole of his. I overheard on the sorry excuse of a mainstream media that Barack Hussein Obama is promising everybody $1,000 once he gets elected. And he's going to take, or supposedly he's going to take those that money, $1,000 dished out to everybody just to elect Barack Hussein Obama, he's going to take the take that from the profits of the oil companies. And that's about the only thing I know of this man, what he's about, what he's going to do. And that's why we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about a little bit about what in the hell Barack Hussein Obama is about. If you happen to be a Barack Hussein Obama supporter, by all means, give me a call. 646-652-4869 is the number to call. But we're going to delve into racism once again, folks. And I did a show on racism. Actually, I've done several shows on racism because I'm from Texas, folks. And I think that we need to throw racism back in history because that's where it belongs. All right? I mean, this is America, for Christ's sake, folks. I mean, let's wipe our asses with the whole racist concept, folks. Everybody, if you're a damn American, it doesn't matter what damn color you are, what race you are, what culture you are. If you're an American citizen, and if you're out there making an American dollar, paying American taxes, what in the blue hell does it matter anymore? I mean, I live in Texas, folks. I mean, we're flooded with all kinds of nationalities out here. All right? I mean, and these people are American people. They're tax-paying Americans out here, and I don't know why. This is 2008, for Christ's sake, and you know what? I blame the Clinton slime machine for giving John Turncoat McCain's campaign the fodder to go ahead and utilize this whole racist, divisive concept to try to tear down Barack Hussein Obama. Now, I'm not against McCain trying to do whatever it takes to try to win himself the presidency, so to speak. I personally don't want John Turncoat McCain in the presidency because, quite frankly, folks, he was the anointed one by the liberals that have hijacked the Republican Party. So I'm not too happy about John Turncoat McCain. But what I don't like is he's resorting to the same damn tactics that the damn Clintons did to try to turn Barack Hussein Obama into the ghetto candidate. And I think that's disgusting. That's irresponsible. I criticized the damn Democrats for doing it when during the Democratic primaries. I disrespected the Democrats. I told, and you folks can look back in the archives, folks. I mean, I was very critical about how the Democratic Party was throwing us back about 30 or 40 years in race relations just because these two morons wanted to be a damn president for the Democratic Party. And here we got John Turncoat McCain utilizing the same methods of agitation that are commonly associated with these damn liberal, long-haired, tree-hugging hippies out here. These authoritarian jerk nuts that are out here trying to shove all this damn quasi-socialism communism down our damn throats. And once again, I just have to say that I cannot believe that we've got in today's 2008 America, we are still discussing the whole concept of race relations. I mean, this is only going to throw us back 30 or 40 years, folks. All right, let's move on from this crap. Let's move on from this crap already. I'm tired of it. I mean, there are other things in America that we have to worry about. Instead of a man being a certain nationality, instead of a man having nice teeth, instead of a man being a damn maverick, we've got true issues that we got to worry about out here, folks. And everybody seems to be shoving a Kentucky Fried Chicken grease thumb up their crap funnel, not worrying one iota about it, folks. And that's what really ticks me off. It ticks me off because everybody out here doesn't know their asses from their elbow out here. I mean, both of these candidates, and it started with Clinton and Obama when they were running the primaries out there. It started with them two bastards because they started the whole gender and race relation divisive methods of agitation so that either one of those morons could win the Democratic candidacy for president out here. And here you've got John Turncoat McCain taking a damn page right out of the Clinton slime machine book, and you've got these Republicans actually backing this moron up for this crap. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, this should be a presidential campaign, although I'm not going to vote for any of these people, folks, because obviously I know, as well as all you true conservatives know, that the conservative movement has been isolated because the liberals have hijacked the Republican Party, and obviously they've infested the Democratic Party for the longest time out here. But I think that even though this is a circus sideshow presidential election, the least that these morons that are running for president can do is talk about real issues that are affecting Americans out here, and they're not doing one bit about it. They're not debating anything that's affecting you and me. They're just giving us nothing but a bunch of blind talking points, a bunch of unsubstance-filled crap, and it's making me sick. And I go to every one of these ridiculous blogs out here on the internet. I listen to Blog Talk, other Blog Talk Radio Network shows. I go out and try to look at other venues on the internet where people are expressing their political philosophy out here, and these people aren't talking about issues that affect you and me, folks. And you see, everybody seems to be championing this activity. They seem to be embracing this crap. I mean, they're not talking about, hey, wait a minute, we got to fix our economy legitimately. You've got both of these morons, Barack Hussein Obama and John Turncoat McCain out here, basically pandering to the public, claiming that they're going to give them money. You elect me, I'll give you money. Barack Hussein Obama said, you elect me, I'll give you $1,000 right when I enter in the White House. You got John Turncoat McCain saying he wants to give $8,000 to $10,000 a kid to every single woman out there in America, embracing single parent families. And this is what I'm talking about, folks, and I think that these are serious issues that need to be talked about out here. But instead, what are these people doing? What is John Turncoat McCain doing? He's turning Barack Hussein Obama into the ghetto candidate, just like the Clintons did in South Carolina, for Christ's sake. And John McCain, you should be ashamed of yourself, you piece of crap. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself, first of all, for allowing these liberal pieces of garbage to hijack the Republican Party, and you, being the anointed liberal, are elected the presidential candidate for the damn Republican Party. Should be ashamed of yourself. And you know something, folks? You know what else pisses me off here? For all you folks that know me, for all you folks that listen to me on a consistent basis, you know that I've been embracing a purely political community or a internet community called iPolitik.net. And I blog off of there. As a matter of fact, I encourage all of you to check out my blog, iPolitik.net/ghost. Read my blog out there, and lo and behold, take a look at my profile, and lo and behold, look who in the blue hell is advertising on yours truly's page out here. I mean, look at the advertisement on the bottom. Who is that? Even though I'm disrespecting this liberal-infested Republican Party, even though I'm sitting out here discrediting liberal John Turncoat McCain, who's advertising, folks? John Turncoat McCain. And this is the first time I'm going to have to be critical about iPolitik.net, because I'll be damned if I support John Turncoat McCain. And for all you Republicans that are in complete awe about me not voting for John Turncoat McCain, as a matter of fact, I'm not voting for anybody. I'm going to mark in Yosemite Sam, because that's what I think of this presidential election. It's a damn cartoon sideshow. But I'll be damned if I vote for John Turncoat McCain. And if you're a true conservative that has moral principles, that have moral ethos, that believes in the American family, that believes that we should shield our children from sexual predators, sexual deviants, and violent activity, you shouldn't vote for this piece of crap either. You shouldn't vote for any of these people. And that's all I'm advising. If you're a true conservative out there, do not vote for any of these people, because A, they're liberal. B, they don't talk anything. They're not saying anything that's going to help this country. I mean, unless somebody can call me up right now, I challenge anybody out there, call me up right now. If you think that any of these candidates are actually going to help this country, I'd like for you to give me a call and tell me how they're going to do it. 646-652-4869 is the number to call. Tell me how they're going to do it. You've got Barack Hussein Obama out here claiming he's going to give $1,000 to everybody once he's in the White House. I mean, isn't he continuing this quasi-socialist communist path that we're already heading down? Didn't we just do this a couple of months ago with this ridiculous stimulus package? I mean, what in the hell's wrong with this country? I don't get it, man. It seems like everybody out there is just completely turned off critical thinking. And they're out there just playing with their pecker shafts. That's all everybody's wearing. They're just playing with their pecker shafts, not even worrying about what in the blue hell is happening, not even participating in the government that was given to them by our forefathers. And what are they doing? They're talking about racism in America. They're talking about turning Barack Hussein Obama into the ghetto candidate. And what is Barack Obama saying? He's calling McCain out of... I mean, it's just ridiculous, man. Sorry, folks. I know I'm getting a little flustered. I sound a little upset, folks, but you should be upset too, folks. If you're an American citizen, hell, if you are an outsider looking in on the United States political situation, I mean, it's a joke. It really is a joke. And it's no wonder why these stupid foreigners, make fun of us all the time. I mean, it makes complete sense out here. Because here we are, a government ran for the people and by the people, and what are the people more worried about? You got people voting for Barack Hussein Obama because he's got nice teeth. And you got people voting for John Turncoat McCain because he's a maverick. I mean, what kind of crap is that? Please, I know I'm getting a little upset, folks. I'd like for you to give me a call if you happen to support any one of these two morons. You've got John Turncoat McCain trying to inject race relations into this damn campaign, just like the slime bag Clinton machine did in South Carolina primaries out here. And let me tell you, John Turncoat McCain, that should only prove to all of you Republicans out there that are drinking the Kool-Aid, this should only prove to you that this man is a liberal. He has taken a page right out of the Clinton slime bag machine handbook. And let me tell you something, folks. Those are methods of agitation utilized by liberals, a.k.a. subliminal authoritarian communists. And that's no BS, folks. That is no BS. Anyway, folks, 646-652-4869 is the number to call. I want to thank everybody for tuning in with me on this spontaneous Saturday edition of True Conservative Radio. I know the description describes that we're going to talk a little bit about racism in the presidential elections. But to be honest with you folks, why are we even discussing race in America today? This is 2008. And what some of these ignorant bastards out here who are racist, they try to correlate the immigration situation with the racial situation in America. And it's stupid. This is where critical thinking is just going out the window. If you are an American citizen, whether you are naturalized, whether you, whatever, If you are an American citizen, legal American citizen, what should it matter what race you are, what culture you are, how you look? It doesn't matter if you look like a damn elephant man. It doesn't matter if you have an ass on your forehead. If you're a damn American, what is the point of questioning somebody just because they're different, for Christ's sake? I mean, this is 2008, damn it. This is 2008. This ain't 1958, morons. Wake up. I mean, it just pisses me off because, I mean, there are real serious situations out here. There are real serious situations out here that we should be talking about. There are real serious issues that we need to be discussing as a people, you know, as a community, as a society out here. But what are we doing? We're tickling our asses and saying it's a great time. That's what we're doing out here as America. We're tickling our ass cracks and saying, oh, it's a great time. I don't know, folks. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I'm getting a little hot-headed. For all the folks that listen to me on a consistent basis, you know that I take politics very seriously. And because politics dictates the actions, the behaviors of our very lives. And it seems to me that everybody just seems to be oblivious of this crap. I mean, everybody is more worried about keeping up with the Joneses out here. Everybody's more worried about, getting a $5,000 plasma screen TV, $50,000 car, $300,000 house before protecting the unalienable rights that were given to us by our forefathers. I mean, do you morons remember the Constitution? This is why I always suggest everybody that's within the sound of my voice, I know you're on the internet if you're within the sound of my voice, go try to look at your favorite search engine, look up the Constitution, print it out, and put it in your damn pocket, and remember it, you morons. I just don't understand that. I don't understand it. Anyway, folks, I know I'm going off topic here, but what else do I have to say? What else is there to say out here? I mean, John Turncoat McCain is trying to utilize a method of agitation that is commonly used by these liberal communist agitators out here. And that's what they do. All right? And this is why I told y'all. The beginning, when I did this show in the beginning, folks, the name of this show used to be called True Conservative Republican Radio. I've been a lifelong Republican until this presidential election out here because I deliberately saw the takeover by the liberals of the Republican Party. I mean, these are the people out here that allowed Ron Paul, all right, Ron Paul to spew off his isolationist crap. They allowed Ron Paul to raise all kinds of money, all kinds of fundraisers. They gave Ron Paul more airtime than the actual conservatives that were running for the damn Republican Party, and nobody seems to be talking about that. Everybody's more worried about party loyalty, for Christ's sake. What about the party being loyal to us? True conservatives. Conservatives that created the base of the Republican Party. Conservatives that used to be the foundation of the Republican Party. They've isolated us, folks. They've isolated us. They've kicked our ass out of the damn Republican Party. They have painted a picture of conservatives to be equated with religious zealots. You know, fat jelly-ass pieces of Hippocratic crap like John Hagee. This is what I'm talking about. Conservatism aren't religious zealots, folks. We just believe in morality out here. All right, we understand that our present-day society is turning into a damn cesspool out here. I mean, you probably can't even walk outside without the stench of foul butt crack. It's so damn fruity out here. And I know people are going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe he said that. Well, if you can't believe I said it, well, then obviously the liberals have infected your mind. They've infected your mind to believe that the social ills are supposed to be the social norms. They have infected your mind to believing that it's okay for women to shit out about 5 or 6 kids from 5 or 6 different fathers. The liberal propaganda has already infected your mind to believe that it's okay to have 5 or 6 different divorces out here. I just, May, I just want to break something. You know that? I'm just standing here. I'm trying to provide some discourse out here, but I just say it gets so damn angry because nobody is talking about these subject matters. I want to throw the same computer out the damn window because everybody has just completely isolated the conservative movement. But let me tell you something, folks. Let me tell you something. I have written a blog, and you can get to it at iPolitik.net/ghost. I wrote a blog recently stating that the conservative movement is on the side of goodness. Even though it seems like our backs are against the walls and our nuts are in the dust, I am optimistic, folks. I am optimistic that the conservative movement will rise again. Because we are on the side of goodness, folks. Don't let these liberals make you believe that you're some outdated dinosaur. Or they try to agitate you. You know the good thing about, or the one thing liberals are good for, they're good at ganging up on conservatives, making them feel like a piece of trash. Because, you know, their strength is in numbers, folks. They don't have any substance to their debate. I mean, sit down with a liberal, for Christ's sake, and try to ask him, or her, for that matter. Hey, are you against shielding your children from sexual depravity? Are you against shielding your children from violent acts? You know what I'm talking about out here? And let me tell you, how are they going to defend that, folks? Because that's what the conservative movement is about. How are you going to defend that? This is why I'm telling you, we are on the side of goodness, folks. If you're a true conservative, do not be afraid to express it. All right, I mean, look at what John Turncoat McCain is doing to the Republican Party out here. He's making them look like a bunch of liberal, agitated Nimrods out here. I mean, he's taking a page out of the Clinton slime machine and injecting race relations into this damn campaign, and it's ridiculous. I mean, the Democrats with during the primaries, Hillary and Barack, both those morons threw our damn country back in race and gender relations about 20 years. And let me tell you, this race relations situation that's happening in the presidential election between John Turncoat McCain and Hussein Obama, I guarantee you, folks, it's gonna throw us back even further than that. It's going to throw us back even further than that. Here we are, 2008. This is supposed to be the greatest country on the face of the planet out here, and we're still talking about racism. I mean, what kind of crap is this, folks? What kind of crap is this? And another thing I wasn't really too thrilled about is John Turncoat McCain glorifying Paris Hilton and Britney Spears. And you see, I've already debated with a few Republicans in my local community out here at the Chamber of Commerce, and they were trying to defend John Turncoat McCain, saying that he's trying to compare Obama to the celebrity stardom of Hilton and Spears and all this crap. And it's just a bunch of malarkey, okay? Because in my view, I think by putting those two stupid blonde bimbos, those ridiculous, philanderous whorebags, on a legitimate political commercial, only bolsters the credibility of those two bimbos, McCain, you stupid old prostate-infected piece of trash. So as a result, folks, he's embracing the degradation of our society. And that's why I'm not voting for the man. And let me tell you something, folks. If you're a true conservative, you shouldn't vote for any of these people. Any of these people. Because conservatism is just not in existence in this presidential campaign. This is why I urge everyone who's a true conservative out there, you're going to have to do your part. All right? The front lines are right outside your door. You need to do your part. And let me tell you something. The conservative women especially. I mean, you are the backbone of the conservative movement out here. We need your help. We need you to spread that message all over the internet. We need you to organize people in your local community so you can elect conservative people to your local government, your state government. You need to influence these politicians to encourage conservative ideology, conservative legislation, because that's the only way we are going to take back America. Because we are in the right, folks. We're not claiming to do anything bad out here. We're not encouraging multiple different children from multiple different fathers. We're encouraging monogamy. We're encouraging the family. We're encouraging the sanctity of marriage between a man and a woman. That's what we're doing, folks. So we're in the right out here. We want to shield children from these sexual predators and these deviants and violent activity. We are in the right, folks. We believe in moral ethos and moral integrity. That's what we believe. We're not out here, you know, claiming that, oh, well, it's woman liberation. It's woman liberation to go out and hop around from penis to penis to penis. That's woman liberation, like the feminists say. We're not out here saying, oh, it's okay to go ahead and shit out about 6 or 7 kids and get about $3,000 worth of government subsidies because the feminists say so. We're not out there promoting this crap. This is why I know, and this is why I'm optimistic about the future of the conservative movement. And let me tell you, the reason I scream, folks, the reason I'm up here, always, I always come up on the Blog Talk Radio Network to provide discourse on the conservative movement, and I talk with passion and fury, folks, because I want you to know that I am not just pulling this out of my ass crack. All right, you can go to any of these so-called wannabe conservatives that are on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and I want you to really sit down and analyze their vernacular. I want you to critically sit down and analyze what they're talking about, their sentence structure, their indirect sarcasm. I mean, analyze it, damn it. These people are ungenuine. There are people out there with the conservative name out here preaching liberal propaganda. Don't be fooled by these people. And I mean, this is the whole reverse psychology concept that enabled the liberals to hijack the Republican Party. And let me tell you, the blogosphere, venues like Blog Talk Radio Network and other such venues like that have enabled to provide legitimacy to the liberalization of the Republican Party. And it's scary, folks. It's scary what in the hell that these liberals have been able to accomplish based on simple rhetoric. But if you look back about 150 years ago or so, a little over 150 years ago, Karl Marx did the same damn thing. He did the same damn thing. So it's no coincidence that this crap just sporadically happens, because words do mean something. Words do inspire people to completely think irrationally, unreasonably. And this is why we have to continue discourse. This is why we have to continue talking about these situations. This is why we have to be somewhat repetitive on certain issues, folks, because that's how these liberals do it. They're just repetitive, 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 repetitive. That's how these liberals have been able to brainwash America out here into accepting this social depravity. And I'm not going to accept it, folks. And we have a presidential campaign out here where John Turncoat McCain, instead of actually talking about conservative issues, preserving the family, pro-life, conservative principles, things of that nature, this moron is pandering to the damn bedwetting liberals out here. This moron, is talking about crap that isn't going to affect you or I. I mean, I haven't heard him say one thing that's going to help America out here other than a bunch of blowhard, prostate-infected, old windbag trash. That's all I've heard this fool talk about. And it makes me sick, folks. It makes me absolutely sick. Anyway, folks, you can get in contact with me right now. If you have an opinion about something, give me a call, 646-652-4869. I know that the description of this show, we were going to attempt to talk about how racism has been injected into the presidential elections and how John Turncoat McCain is trying to do what the Clintons attempted to do in South Carolina primaries, turned Barack Hussein Obama into the ghetto candidate. And it's just disgusting, folks. It's just absolutely sick to my stomach. It makes me sick to my stomach that here we are, we're still messing around with this race relations crap. I mean, that's enough, all right? That's enough. Let's talk about America. Let's talk about preserving America. Let's talk about how we can help fix America. Let's talk about how America can change back to a country with some sort of moral integrity instead of being morally bankrupt. Let's talk about fixing our economy out here. Let's talk about taking these damn imbalanced trade deals that we have with these damn foreign countries out here, let's take them back to the negotiating table and start negotiating for America out here. Let's make these damn countries buy our products instead of us consuming their products like a damn lab rat. I mean, let's start doing something for America. Let's start taking down this deficit. Let's start taking down some of these damn government subsidies that haven't done society one bit of good. And I'm talking about most, if not all, of these ridiculous social programs, these damn educational programs, all this crap that hasn't done one bit of good for America. Let's take it all back and put it back in the people's pocket because it's the people's money. Let's start talking about issues like that. But no, you want to know what people want to talk about? People want to talk about Barack Hussein Obama being the ghetto candidate. People want to talk about how much money is the government going to give me if I elect this Nimrod. And that's what people are talking about. That's exactly what they're talking about, folks. And of course, everybody, like a bunch of lab rats running to a food pellet, you know, they're biting. They're actually feeding into this crap. Instead of actually trying to facilitate debate to progress this country, they're hindering this country. They're deterring this country from going back on the right path. And it's a deliberate attempt, folks. That's why I continue to come up on here. This is a deliberate attempt by the liberals out here. And people always ask me, well, why is it happening, Ghost? Why are people deliberately trying to degrade the moral integrity of America? Why is the government and other apparatuses of public service trying to encourage single-parent families? Why are they doing this? Because they want you to be more dependent on government, folks. That's the point. I mean, this is a subtle transition here. This is a subtle coup, a subtle takeover by these damn liberals, man. Wake up. Wake the hell up, man. I mean, that's all I'm asking, folks, and how do you wake up? I'm not telling you to do nothing crazy. I'm just saying, look, we need to start getting more politically active. And I know that the public education system puts you through 12 years of public education, or 13 years, including kindergarten, and they don't even teach you properly on how to participate in your government that our forefathers gave to you because it was a government made for the people by the people. Well, folks, it's really not that complicated. All you have to do is go out and find out who these morons are, these power-hungry autocrats that are out here dictating your life out here, that are out there passing legislation, that are passing laws. You need to figure out who these people are. Once you figure out who they are, why don't you give them a goddamn call? Give them a call and question them. And if they don't want to talk to you, folks, you go to the damn media. Go to the damn press. Do whatever it takes. Write a blog. Put it on the forum. Do whatever it takes to make sure that these power-hungry autocrats that are out here in Washington, that are taking all kinds of pork barrel money, that are sitting here selling us out for a bunch of crap, you need to go out there and make sure the world knows who these people are and what they're doing. That's what you need to do. That's what everybody in America needs to do. Go out in your local community. If you got some liberal city official out there, make sure everybody knows that he's a damn bedwetting liberal. He's wasting money, and he's not providing the community one bit of good. If these people are deviants, if they're sexual deviants, well, then air it out to the people. Air it out to the public out here. Because we need to start preaching conservatism. True conservatism. Not a bunch of Nimrods out here in conservative clothing preaching liberal rhetoric like John McCain out here. We don't need John McCain, this liberal piece of trash, to utilize methods of agitation. I mean, because that's what he's doing, folks. Whether you want to admit it or not, that's exactly what he's doing. The Clintons did exactly what he's doing right now in South Carolina. I mean, he's taking a page from the Clinton slime machine. He's a liberal, folks. He's a damn liberal. And this is what I'm telling you. All you Republicans out there that are staying loyal to the party, God knows why. But all you damn Republicans out there, this should go to show you that this man is a liberal, He's a bedwetting liberal, and he's not going to do the country one bit of good. As a matter of fact, the only thing he's going to do different than Obama, supposedly, although I don't believe him, is nominate constructionist judges to the Supreme Court, which I don't believe. But that's the only difference between Barack Hussein Obama and John Turncoat McCain, because they both want to give away money, folks. I mean, that's one of the only clear-cut political stances that Barack Hussein Obama has actually amplified to the public during his stump speeches out here, is that he's going to give away $1,000 to the people if he's elected president out here. He wants to buy your vote. Typical communist, huh? Typical communist fashion. And so does John Turncoat McCain, folks. John Turncoat McCain, and let me tell you, you know, this is one area where you may have to listen to the media, the mainstream media, on. Because the mainstream media knows that all these broads out here are pissed off because their girl, Hillary Rotten Clinton, didn't get elected. So they're all disenchanted. They're all pissed off. You know, it's like 24 hours, 7 days a week, 30 days in a month, PMS out here. And John Turncoat McCain, he's actually trying to pander to these liberals and these feminists and these women out here. And in a stump speech, he said that he wanted to give 8 to 10,000, or 5 to 8,000. It's over 5,000, folks. You can look it up. It's on YouTube. But he wants to give 5 to 8 or 8 to 10,000 a kid to single mothers out here. Oh, let's help the single mothers who are degrading our society in America. Oh, let's just reward them. Not that they haven't been rewarded enough with about $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 worth of government subsidies. Not that they haven't been rewarded enough by a gender biased justice system. Not that they haven't been rewarded enough with a damn gender biased feminist liberal education system. No, let's just go ahead and give them $5,000 to $8,000 a kid for being a philanderous whore bag that wanted to pop out kid after kid after kid, for Christ's sake. Let's just go ahead and reward them. Let's just go ahead and reward them, folks. And that's what I'm talking about. This is why I'm telling you, John Turncoat McCain is a liberal. He's a bedwetting, long-haired liberal, bedwetting hippie, folks. I better calm down, folks. Let me tell you something. I know that I've been doing this show a little bit more frequently against my doctor's requests. My doctor has advised me to cut this show down because it heightens my blood pressure. I'm sweating, for Christ's sake. I got the damn air conditioner on full blast out here. I'm sweating. I'm breathing hard. But I don't give a damn, folks, because these damn political issues are something that need to be said out here. Let me calm down, folks. 646-652-4869 is the number to call, folks. Please get back to the blog if you can, iPolitik.net/ghost. Woo! All right, let's calm it down for a second. Let's calm it down for a second, because I tend to get a little passionate about politics out there. I tend to get a little passionate about the things I believe in. But the only reason I get so passionate about it, folks, is because, I mean, hello, aren't you people awake? Aren't you people understanding what in the blue hell is happening to America out here? It's a different America from hell even 20 years ago. It's a damn different America. I mean, we got government subsidies going out the wazoo. We're incurring all kinds of debt because we're in all kinds of wars that we don't even know what the objective is anymore. And once again, I want to let everybody know, I was for the Iraq and Afghanistan war, okay? Because these liberals and the Republican liberals, they like to use that as some sort of a talking point against yours truly. They try to tell me in emails that I'm against the troops because I'm not for the war. Well, I'm not against the war. I'm just against how the war has been handled by the incompetent Defense Department out here. I mean, we're losing the battle of ideology out here, folks. That was the whole point of us going into Iraq and Afghanistan, to battle the war of ideology out here. I mean, this part of the world has not been tampered with by anybody because, well, we've had to deal with the damn Cold War for a long time. But you see, we let these people, and the world has let these people, the Islamic extremists, they've let these people run roughshod in the Middle East long enough. And what are these tyrants, what have these Islamic extremists done to this part of the world? They have subjugated their people with Islamic radicalism, extremism. They have made people believe that if you blow yourself up and as many Westerners as possible, that you're going to receive some sort of religious significance in the afterlife. And you see, folks, I was for that. I was for battling that ideology. But you see, folks, we're not battling that ideology anymore. And you see, all we're doing is incurring debt, incurring more debt, incurring more debt. For what? I mean, I don't understand why people in America aren't more pissed off. I don't understand why people in America aren't calling their congressman, aren't calling their senator out here, and demanding that they tell the president, they tell somebody that's in charge up there, to demand from this makeshift Iraqi parliament that they either need to sell that oil, which, folks, Iraq is the second largest oil deposit in the world. And our troops are there getting blown up, getting maimed, getting killed, all that crap. Why people aren't demanding from these power-hungry autocrats in Washington, hey, let the Iraqi parliament either sell the oil on the world market and have them pay us back the debt that we've incurred liberating their ass, or why can't we just have these people give us the oil and we'll chop it off their tab? Or something of that nature. You know what? Those limeys, those redcoats, those English tea drinkers, I love them, of course. I don't mean any disrespect to those three-teeth folk out there. But those folk paid us back after World War II. I bet you Nimrods didn't even know that. And you see, we're not even demanding that these idiots in Iraq, this Iraqi parliament, they're not even paying us back. They're not even giving us one red penny. As a matter of fact, these people are bitching. They're pissing and moaning out there. And why isn't anybody talking about this, damn it? I don't know. Maybe I'm off my rocker, folks. Maybe I'm just, you know, crazy. I don't know. Anyway, folks, 646-652-4869 is the number to call. I want to thank you if you happen to be tuning in with me, whether it's live or in the archive. I want to sincerely thank you for your patronage, folks. This is True Conservative Radio. Of course, I am the host, the man they call Ghost here. And all I'm trying to do is facilitate conservative debate, trying to put some issues on the table, trying to make people think, spark some synapses in the brain up there, so that they can start thinking a little bit more for America instead of some ridiculous notion that was injected to them by some propaganda. Because, folks, every time you look in the media, every time you look at the boob tube, you are being subjected to propaganda, folks. Because the gatekeepers of this information, the people that are actually projecting these images into your home, they're liberal. They're damn liberals. Don't you understand that, folks? I mean, why do you think, and I always allude to this, folks, and I know that people sometimes hate the fact that I get a little repetitive, but hey, the liberals do it. It's an effective method, and if you don't like it, well then, you know, shove a meatball in your ass or something, okay? But the bottom line is, folks, you look at 7 p.m. during at any one of the major networks, look at 7 p.m. during family television hour, and take a look at how many sexual acts are being subjected into your home during the time when you and your family are supposed to be watching some television and having some good times together. Take a look at how many violent acts are subjected to you. Take a look at just the filth, the absolute filth that is being subjected to our families, and then we wonder why our children are all becoming a bunch of drug addicts, sexual deviants, and a bunch of Nimrodic buffooneries out here. It's no damn coincidence, folks. It's no damn coincidence whatsoever. Anyway, folks, I know we were supposed to be talking about racism in the presidential elections, folks, but let me tell you, you know, this is just another scapegoat by these liberals. You know, this is what they want you to do. They want you to talk about crap that has nothing to do with your life, that has nothing to do with how you're going to benefit this country, how the country is going to get any better, none of that crap. They want you to talk about scholastic crap that means nothing. I mean, it's just ridiculous, folks. I mean, is everybody out there an idiot, man? I'd like to think that, don't get me wrong, I understand that there are a lot of winners in America, all right? I mean, we've created some of the best innovations in America. We've created some of the greatest business ventures in America. And we've done a lot of things as a people, as a country, so to speak. But it seems to me that everybody has fallen asleep at the wheel, and they're absolute imbeciles. I mean, they've turned off critical thinking, for Christ's sake. I mean, it seems to me that they're just sitting there, shoveling food down their gullet like a damn garbage disposal, getting their asses wider, and instead of actually talking about issues that are going to affect us as a country, man. I just don't understand it, folks, and let me tell you something. I just don't understand it. I mean, here we are. We got John Turncoat McCain ripping a page out of the Clinton slime machine, trying to inject racism back into the damn presidential election campaign. Like, we need to go back there, folks. All right, this is 2008. Enough with the racism. Enough. All right? Enough. Anyway, 646-652-4869. We got a caller here. Hello, you on the air? Hello, 228?
Yeah. How's it going tonight?
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right, don't I? I agree with you 100% on that. Look, we are past so many problems that racism right now, race needs to be total out of the election. We need to talk about issues, focus on giving people relief, not only at the pumps, but in their purses as well. Black and white, Latino, whoever, whatever cultures make up this melting pot called America, we've got so many issues to really focus on besides that of race, and we shouldn't let either party, whether it be Republican or Democrat, swift us or push all of us toward that cliff called racism, because our country has come out of a lot of things that racism pushed us towards, you know, as far as segregation, Jim Crow, those type of things, and we've come a long way since that in terms of overt measures. And so I said we need to come out of that and not focus on those issues and focus on the things that bind us together. All of us have to fuel up at the pumps. All of us have to pay electric bill. All of us have to pay home mortgages. So let's focus on things that all of us have to come together on and not focus on the things that separate us and make us stand apart as Americans.
That's well said, sir. But let me tell you, not everybody sees it as critically as you do, unfortunately. Everybody's more worried. I mean, I had a lady call in several months back saying she's going to vote for Barack Obama because he's got nice teeth. I got morons calling me up saying they're going to vote for McCain because he's a maverick or something. And neither one of these candidates have laid out anything that is going to help the American people. Now,
right.
I understand that both of these candidates are attempting to try to, you know, hop on the Bush bandwagon with the stimulus package check. You got Barack Obama saying he's going to give $1,000 to everybody once he's elected. You got
right.
McCain talking about he's going to give $5,000 to $8,000 a single woman parent. I don't understand why single men parents can't apply for that same thing, but that's besides the point. But this is what I'm talking about. This is the new America we're living in, and instead we're sitting here talking about whether or not race relations is being injected to the damn campaign. And this is why I tell everybody that John McCain is a liberal, because the Clintons did this in South Carolina, and I did a show when the Clintons did that, and I discredited the damn Clintons for doing it, because we don't need this crap. We don't need to be throwing back in race relations. It's 2008. This is the land of the free out here. Let's take the racism and shove it down the political garbage toilet, and let's talk about issues that are really going to affect America, sir. And you're right about the gas pump issue. That's ridiculous. These electric bills that conveniently keep going up. How is the electric companies going to correlate the energy crisis, which is directly the oil that's being produced by OPEC and all these other oil-producing companies, and how are they going to correlate that with electricity? I mean, here we are. We've got the largest coal deposits in the world.
Right.
And yet these damn electric companies are utilizing the gas price influx, the gas price skyrocketing, for them to raise their prices. As a matter of fact, in Texas out here, where I'm located, they upped the price 30% this summer.
Wow.
I mean, I got a pretty big home. I got a big family and that sort of thing. So, I mean, my electric bill was $700. Now, luckily, I have the financial resources to pay that. But, man, we're in an economic downturn here, and I know there's a lot of folks out there that are just stuck like Chuck out there, and they don't know what to do, and this is what we need to be talking about. Now, I'm not talking about handouts. I'm just talking about the government should provide the correct environment to induce economic activity, to provide people the opportunity to help themselves. And they're not doing that one bit in this election or in the past 4 years. I hate to say that because I was a George Bush fan, but here in these past – I know, believe me, I'm kind of regurgitating the ham and cheese sandwich today just thinking about it. But the last 4 years have been nothing but a bunch of government subsidy handouts. I mean, I was sick to my stomach when George Bush okayed this stimulus package. This is socialism, quasi-communism, and I don't want to have nothing to do with it. And any true American, whether you're liberal or conservative or Democrat, Republican, you need to take your head out of your ass, with all due respect, and start talking about the issue, sir. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
You know what? I agree that the stimulus package is basically BS, if I could be so frank, in a sense. But at the same time, you know, I look at it, too, as if President Bush almost corrected a measure of his own. There were many policies that he implemented and put in place that placed America in this type of financial quagmire that we're in. And I think that was his reasonable service almost to institute some type of stimulus. I don't think that was so much as something he did out of the goodness of his heart that he did by somewhat pressure. I think that he may have saw that a lot of his policies put America in this position. Let's not forget now, when President Bush took office, there was a 400-something million dollar surplus. Now, I don't blame 911 on him, and I know that 911 is definitely is one of the reasons that we have such a deficit now looming overhead. Not necessarily 911, but a lot of the decisions that came out of 911, such as to go to the into war with Iraq. I'm a GI in the Air Force, and
thank you for your service, sir.
Oh yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. I've served over in the Middle East, and let me tell you, we need to give those people their country back and leave. And as you said a few minutes ago, there needs to be a debt repaid. There
absolutely
needs to be repaid to the United States. They are rich in oil. They are rich in oil, and there needs to be a debt repaid to the United States. They don't need that. When I served, I went over there in 2002, and I went over to the Middle East in 1999. And let me tell you, between Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, their citizens don't even work.
Wow.
They're so rich off of oil that they get proceeds unless – they only work when they have to work, when they decide, yeah, I want a second job. They may do that. Their taxi cabs over there are Lexuses and Mercedes-Benz.
Unreal.
That's how they stay off of our service.
Off of our money.
Then they want to give troops anything. Senator McCain, 10 straight bills. He declined to update Veteran Affairs, to update VA benefits. Come on, 10 straight bills?
Can you enlighten us on that, sir? I'd like to know a little bit more about that. Go ahead.
Well, now, recently they just passed a bill for updating the Montgomery GI Bill, which was years behind the current system, years behind that. Now, they finally updated that to the chagrin, I should say, of Senator McCain. He didn't vote for that, and one or two straight beers with pork marks, I can say, okay, yeah, I can see, you know, when you add people adding certain things into bills that may not necessarily equate to you agreeing for them to be passed. I can agree to that. But 10 straight bills, it's not that much pork on the world's biggest hog farm. I think that you have to be thorough all the way around. And I'm not necessarily calling in supporting Barack Obama. I think either one of them, you're going to take the lesser of the two evils. But I do still think that it's up to all Americans. You have to get out and vote for somebody. Too many people have died.
I agree that we all have to participate in our democracy out here. But what's unfortunate, sir, is that most of the people have been given choices that they don't even want. Now, and at the same time, you've got, and especially me, I was a lifelong Republican until this election here. Mm-hmm. When they anointed John McCain, I knew for a fact that this was not the Republican Party of old, where, you know, what they wanted is to provide economic opportunity, incentive, entrepreneurship in America, less
mm-hmm.
spending, you know, trying to do something for this country. And what's unfortunate now is they have basically suppressed all the conservatives in the Republican Party and have basically chastised them and subjugated them and painted a picture that all conservatives – I mean, this is by the Republican Party. This was not
mm-hmm.
by the Democrats. The Republican
right.
Party are now trying to put a face – on conservatism of that of like, you know, Jerry Falwell or John Hagee or one of these religious zealots out here. That's what most people think when they think about conservative movement.
Well, this is the thing, is that when you lay down with the devil, you can't necessarily decide that when you're going to wake up, he's going to leave the room. Republicans for years, too, have played off of religion, played off servitude to Christ, played off evangelicals for years. So they can't now begin to separate themselves and say, oh, well, that's not necessarily a part of the party. That has come with the cookings.
Well, with all due respect, sir, and I appreciate your commentary here, that's why I come up on here to try to let people know that that's not what the conservative movement is about. The conservative movement are not a bunch of religious zealots out here, even though that's what most people want you to believe. The conservative
right.
movement just believes, the true conservative movement, believes that we should have some sort of moral integrity out here. We shouldn't be embracing the single-parent families out here. And let me tell you, the reason we have a lot of single-parent families is because of liberalism and feminism. You know, females nowadays think that they can just go into marriage like it's some casual thing, have
yeah,
a few
yeah.
kids, and we have a gender-biased justice system out here that basically, even if you find – like if you're a married man and you find your wife getting a high hard one by the pizza boy out here, you are going to be taken to court and have your children taken away from you
yeah.
by your wife, and you're going to have to pay child support even though you are a good man. You are out here working your tail off. You are the one supporting your family, and this is what I'm talking about. We have a government. We have a public education system. We have a system that is embracing this activity, and I feel that the reason that we're embracing an activity that's perpetuating single-parent families, multiple different children from multiple different fathers, emphasis on the media of sexual depravity and violence, the reason we're seeing all this is because the liberals want us to be this way because it makes us more dependent on government, and it'll make us more acceptable to stimulus package checks and all this other socialist nonsense.
I agree. One of my favorite quotes is from one of the founders of America, Ben Franklin, where he says, "Love your country, watch your government." And I think that we have become, or that there is a symptom in America that says depend on government, trust government. But at the end of the day, you can't, especially in these times, especially in this America where you have the government is in so much of bed with corporate entities, INCs, that there is no separation. And now you're seeing that with Senators McCain and with Senators Obama, both of them have switched sides and are not in favor of of offshore oil drilling. That, I'm telling you, that is from corporate sponsorship. That is from corporate entities passing messages to both campaigns. That's not so much of a coincidence. I think people need to get off of this conservative, they need to get off of this liberal, and they need to meet in the middle. And you know what America, you know what is in the middle? American.
You know, there's some resonance in that, sir, because let me tell you, we need to change something. We can't keep continue going down this path, and that's why I continue to come up on here. I try to patronize communities. Unfortunately, the things that I represent as far as my political persuasion is concerned, I'm a staunch anti-feminist, anti-liberal. It doesn't seem to be very popular because I've been kicked off of MySpace because I've been trying to express my political persuasion. I've been kicked off a bunch of networking sites because obviously liberals are at the hierarchy of the corporate infrastructure out here. They get a hold of my rhetoric and they want to just eliminate my voice. And you see, this is what I'm talking. This is why I know that there is a deliberate attempt by liberals out here to suppress conservatives, because conservatives. And I'm talking about true conservatives. I'm not talking about religious zealots out here. I'm not talking about people that want to turn the damn Constitution into the Bible or something of that nature. I'm just talking about people with some moral integrity. And it doesn't have to be religious-based. I mean, I think Aristotle wrote about moral ethos about 2,000, 3,000 years ago.
You're right.
And this is why. Go ahead, sir.
The two are not exclusive, though. The two are not exclusive. In American politics, especially over the past, I'll say over the past 40 years, conservatives have feasted off of the evangelical vote. Now, you and I understand your individual perspective, but conservatives have feasted off of the evangelical vote, and it's hard now to stand up and say, oh, well, there's a difference between the two, when the only thing, and two entire generations know about conservatives, is that evangelicals are a strong base. You look at both of, you look at President Bush, both terms, you look at his father, and you look at Reagan. All three of those presidents feasted off of evangelical Christian votes. So it's difficult for anyone to come up and say that, oh, I'm conservative, but it's not necessarily a Christian viewpoint. It's not necessarily a Christian value. It's hard to separate those measures.
Well, you know, that's what I'm attempting to do at this time because, look, I can understand the validity of your point when you say that the Republican Party feasted off the evangelical and conservative movement to gain votes. Believe me, it used to be the base of the party. But
at this time, though,
you know, they're completely rearranging the conservative movement. Most conservatives aren't religious nutcases, okay? And I understand where most people are kind of dissuaded to understanding or embracing conservative principles because they correlate conservatism with, you know, nut jobs that believe that 9/11 was a repercussion of our sin or some crap. I understand that. But the reason I come up on here, because true conservatism, I mean, it's just based on moral ethos, moral integrity. I mean, it has nothing to do with trying to implement some sort of version of religion on people. And I want to, that's why I come up on here and try to relay that fact, because everyone can be a conservative. They don't have to be some religious zealot. All they have to do, go ahead.
Would you not agree that morals are a division or off of or a branch from the tree of faith?
Well, I'm sorry?
I would say for 90% of people, though, morals is a branch from the tree of faith.
Well, of course, and everybody has that right. This country was founded on religious freedom, but it was also founded on the separation of church and state. There are two spheres of consciousness, what I try to get across to people out here.
Yes,
you got a sphere of consciousness that abides by the rule of law to create social order and civility, which is our government and our justice system and that sort of thing. And we participate in that government in a democratic fashion, which is still one of the last things left about this government. Now, the other sphere of consciousness is your religious or spiritual sphere of consciousness. And you've got to be able to separate the two. Once you start correlating the two into one entity, we begin to look like something like Islamic theocracy or something. And that's what I want us to understand as far as American people. We can't continue to believe, if you're a religious evangelical Christian a Catholic, whatever you are. You've got to be able to separate the spheres of consciousness and understand that we've got to separate church from state, but at the same time, we do have to embrace a certain moral ethos so that we won't be morally bankrupt. Because if you take a look at the social relations of America of today, and you compare all the empires that have fallen through history, mm-hmm. the Romans, mm-hmm. the Greeks, the mm-hmm. I mean, all of them. I mean, you take a look at the social interaction of those people right before they fell. It's a lot like what we're seeing in today's society.
You're right. Three things that make any empire crumble and fall is language, borders, security, borders, and morals. You take those three things and you go over any empire that has fallen, and you can see where those three things. Well, I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100% on that. Keep doing your thing. I'm feeling you 100%.
I appreciate it, sir. Do you have a show or something on BTR? Oh, he hung up. I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry, sir. Thank you for calling in. It sounded like you had another call on your phone there. I wanted to appreciate that feller's commentary. But we're right, folks. I mean, we need to start understanding that, you know, we need to embrace a certain conservative ideology out here and separate the spheres of consciousness. I mean, this country was founded on religious freedom. But at the same time, our republic was constructed to separate church from state. Now, you see, this is the big debate. I hate to get off on a sidebar here, but I know there's a lot of people out here that like to discredit folk because they say, wait a minute, we don't live in a democracy. We live in a republic. Well, that's half the truth because the apparatus, the mechanism of government is republic. I mean, the social contract, the separation of powers, all that is republic. But the way we elect our leaders is democracy, democratic. I mean, democracy means the people get to choose who leads them, okay? The republic correlation with America has to do with the infrastructure, the actual hierarchy, the separation of powers, that sort of thing. So I just wanted to let everybody know that if anybody ever tries to, you know, pin you down in that paradigm, why don't you tell them to, you know, shove a damn Kentucky Fried Chicken grease thumb up their derriere out there and understand that there is same thing. You know, I mean, when we're talking about democracy, we're talking about America. When we're talking about a republic, we're talking about America. Anyway, folks, that was just a little sidebar there. Anyway, folks, it's been a great show here. We got about a little over 20 minutes left in the program. I wanted to encourage everybody to go to my blog at ipolitic.net/ghost. That's ipolitic.net/ghost. Unfortunately, folks, I had broadcasted that site a couple of times here on this broadcast here, and I attempted to ask folks that listen to me on a consistent basis to go on there and just vote, because I have a little poll on my website there, ipolitic.net/ghost, and the poll consists of, are you for or against feminism? Okay, and before I even broadcasted the poll on this particular show here, I had three or four votes against feminism, no votes for it. And once I started broadcasting that poll on this program, because obviously I have a bunch of bedwetting liberals and feminists that listen to me on a consistent basis and that hate me, send me hate mail, all that garbage, they actually went to my page and bombarded my poll with nothing but a bunch of for feminism. I think the vote is like 72 for and 7 against or something of that nature. Look, folks, if you're a conservative, please go to ipolitic.net/ghost and go vote against feminism, folks. We don't need to be palleting this crap. Don't pallet liberal crap. Don't pallet feminist crap. I hate to be so damn vulgar, folks, but geez Louise, man. I mean, it's enough of this liberal embracement. That's enough of this moral bankruptcy out here. That's enough. And that's why I come up on here, folks. Now, as a matter of fact, I'm going to check out the poll right now. Yeah, it's exactly right. 91% for feminism, 8.9% against it. That's 72 votes for, 7 against. Folks, we need some more people out there to vote against feminism, folks. Feminism is the root cause of the absolute pussification, all right? And I've said this 1,000 times. It is the absolute pussification of America, and we got to thank feminism for it. I mean, feminism is rooted in all this crap. And this is what I'm talking about. Anyway, folks, like I was suggesting, or like the description of the show was alluding to, we were going to talk, or we were attempting to talk about John Turncoat McCain injecting race relations into the presidential election and turning Barack Hussein Obama into the ghetto candidate. Unfortunately, I got kind of skewed in my train of thought, so to speak, and of course started talking about things that really irk me and should really irk America out there. And I had a feller who called in here a little while ago and agreed. I mean, it doesn't take a brain scientist to understand that we need not a change in the Obama sense. We need a change in the moral integrity sense. Okay, and the last caller made a lot of sense when he said there's three things that bring down an empire. Obviously, language, which is kind of borderline at this point in America anyway. All right, language. Now, I mean, we don't even want to make English our first language in this country. People are talking every which language in the book in this country, and I think there's some validity to that. Now, two, borders. Well, I've been talking about the borders for the longest time, folks, but it seems to me like everybody from Republicans to Democrats to liberals to morons out here, they are embracing the fact that it's okay. Let these illegal immigrants come along the border. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, don't you people understand, okay, that this immigration problem is another tentacle of why our economic system is going down the toilet? I mean, don't you understand that illegal immigrants undercut the cost of labor of everyday Americans? And you see, none of these imbeciles ever talk about that. I mean, the immigration problem has lowered the cost of labor. Not only has it lowered the cost of labor, but it has increased our deficit because these immigrants take advantage of all our damn social programs. So this is a problem here, and I can understand why borders can be one of three things that can bring a empire down, so to speak. And the last thing he said was morals. And you're right. Let me tell you something. The moral integrity of America has just gone down the proverbial toilet. It's just, it stinks to holy hell, folks. I don't know, maybe you folks like to, you know, kick it around a bunch of fruit bowls, feminist bull dykes, and all these other nimrods that are out here trying to infect America with a bunch of sexual and depravity and violence and just all kinds of filth. Maybe you like that. I don't, folks. I remember a time when you were shunned if you had a child out of wedlock. You were outcasted if you had a divorce. I remember these times, folks, and it wasn't that long ago. It wasn't that long ago. We need to get back to that, folks. All right? We need to get back to that. We need to encompass some moral integrity out here. And if you happen to be a youth or somebody who's younger who's listening to me, I know that I'm always criticizing people under the age of 30, particularly males under the age of 30, because they look like they popped out of the derriere of George Michael. But I encourage you to please embrace the conservative movement. All right, start understanding that what you're participating in, all this pop culture crap, all the attire that you people or you young people are wearing out here, I mean, that's a throwback of 1968 gay San Francisco. I mean, you know, this is what I'm talking about. I mean, you know, if you talk to a male under the age of 30, you can notice the feminine features, the feminine vernacular on these young males out here. And it's disturbing, and nobody talks about it. Everybody thinks that it's social evolution and no big deal. It is a big deal, folks. It is a damn big deal. And we need to do something about it, folks. We need to do something about all these divorces that are happening out here. You know, the first show I ever broadcasted here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, I suggested that we should make divorce illegal. That's right. That's right. I think we need to make divorce illegal. That would make most of these bimbos out here think twice before they start casually just going in and out of marriages and changing marriages like they're changing dirty, shitty underwear. And another thing, folks, we need to make adultery a punishable offense. We need to do it, folks. I mean, you know, people are going to criticize me and tell me that I'm like the American Taliban and all this other liberal agitation nonsense, all these other logical fallacies out here. But, folks, I mean, we've got to do something because we're obviously not going to change ourselves. I mean, you've got women out here embracing this warped concept of feminism. You got women correlating woman liberation with shitting out five or six kids from five or six different fathers. They're correlating woman liberation from hopping around from penis to penis to penis. They're correlating woman liberation for having five or six different divorces. They're correlating woman liberation out here to becoming a subliminal prostitute. And that's all there is to it. And folks, all you true conservatives out there, we need your help. Do it for your family. Do it for your fellow conservatives out here. Go out to your local community and try to get politically active out here. Call your local officials, folks. These are public servants. They work for you. And you can find who these people are. You can look on the internet, look in a damn phone book, and try to call these people and try to ask them what in the blue hell is going on. Ask them if they're conservative. Ask them if they've been divorced. Ask them if they're immoral, if they have any kind of moral integrity. Ask them questions, folks. Ask them what they think about all this violence and sexual activity that's happening on primetime television. Ask them the issues out here. And if they don't give you a right answer, folks, well, then try to do whatever it takes to organize everybody in your community to de-elect this moron, to kick his ass out of office. All you got to do is go door to door, folks. I know it's a lot of volunteer work. It's a lot of sweat, a lot of just sacrifice, folks. But we need you people. We need you conservatives to do it. I'm trying to do it. You do it. Because this is a damn country made for the people, by the people. This is our government, for Christ's sake. We need to start participating in it. If you're a conservative, you're a true conservative out there, help us. Help your country. Bring back some damn moral integrity to this country. We need your help out here. And like I said to all you folks out there that want to get politically active and don't have the time or the effort, get politically, I go to iPolitik.net, sign up for a free account out there, and just start blogging, start using the forum, start chatting with people. Use your profile, you know, put your political profile all over the internet. Spread the conservative message all over the internet, folks. This is the only way we are going to take back America. Because the conservative movement is on the side of goodness, folks. Don't let these liberals make you believe otherwise. Don't let them make you believe otherwise, folks. Conservatism is on the side of goodness. And there's nothing that these damn long-haired liberal bedwetting hippies can do about it. And that's all there is to it, folks. iPolitik.net. It's a free account. Go ahead and do it. And start blogging. Start going to forums. Start doing whatever it takes to spread this conservative message. Because the conservative movement will rise again, folks. And once the conservative movement rises again, you're going to see moral integrity come back to America. You're going to see people out here actually given two rat's asses about the violence and the sexual depravity on our television that are being subjected to us. I used a word out of context there. But you got to forgive me, folks. I get a little flustered sometimes, like Al Gore trying to explain how he invented the damn internet out here because, this pisses me off. It should piss you off with all due respect. All right, well, we got a little over 10 minutes left here in the program, folks. Once again, it's a great show. Even though I'm very critical about the Blog Talk Radio Network, about their censorship and how they don't allow yours truly to be critical about other Blog Talk Radio hosts, even though they do it to me, even though there's plenty of shows about yours truly out here at Blog Talk Radio Network making me look like a moron out here, I can't do it because, oh, I'm going to be hurting somebody's feelings. But let me tell you, before I go, folks, I had a couple of emails from people. A couple of emails from people suggesting I should, because obviously there's a lot of people out there that don't know why I got taken off the air here on Blog Talk Radio Network. I was in mid-broadcast about probably about a month back. I was in mid-broadcast being critical about a couple of these bimbos that are sacred cows on Blog Talk Radio Network. And, you know, I can't say their names out here because these stupid Blog Talk Radio censors are going to take me off the air, and they've threatened to erase my account. It sounds a little authoritarian, liberal, communist to me, but they haven't done it thus far, and Ryan, thankfully so. I appreciate it. But if you want to know who exactly I'm talking about, because I get a lot of emails about who I'm talking about. Who are these bimbos I'm talking about that I was taking off the air criticizing? Well, folks, I cannot say their names on here because they think they're some kind of media stars, rock stars, or whatever in the blue hell. So I can't be critical about them right here, but I challenge you, please, go to my blog, iPolitik.net/ghost, and check out my blog out there because I'm going to be blogging about these bimbos, okay? Because these bimbos out here, they think that they're conservatives, and yet these people are preaching. They are preaching liberal propaganda. And I attempted to facilitate a debate about that on this program right here. And what did the Blog Talk Radio nut jobs do? Well, they took me off the air. They took me off the damn air. And that's on top of MySpace eliminating me from their community because they don't agree with my staunch anti-liberalism, anti-feminist views. So I'm going to blog about these two bimbos that that are sacred cows around these parts. And it makes me sick that the Blog Talk Radio Network is giving these bimbos some sort of authority around here. Because I was sitting here trying to be critical about, you know, a couple of these bimbos. And they took me off the damn air. I mean, you can't make fun of the sacred cows out here in Blog Talk Radio Network or you're going to get taken off the damn air. I mean, I can't be an anti-liberal, I can't be an anti-feminist without getting my ass deleted from MySpace. I mean, they banned yours truly from MySpace because of my political persuasion. I didn't put anything derogatory. I wasn't expressing anything that was going to hurt people. I wasn't saying anything. I wasn't doing anything that broke any of those supposed terms of service that they claim that you need to abide by. But because I'm an anti-feminist, because I'm an anti-liberal, they conveniently just erased me off of MySpace. And yet, you can go on MySpace right now and just start doing searches, and you can see scantily clad bimbos on there showing their damn woman parts, thinking that they're going to be some goddamn Playboy model or some crap. It's stupid. It's absolutely ridiculous. So I challenge you folks, go to iPolitik.net/ghost, because I'm gonna be blogging about these dishrag whores that are on here trying to claim they're conservatives, but they're damn liberal propagandists. And they know it, I know it, that's why I got taken off the Blog Talk Radio Network while I was on the air attempting to facilitate a debate about these particular individuals. You understand? And that's all there is to it. That is all there is to it, folks. I am an unapologetic anti-feminist, anti-liberal, and if you happen to be some stupid bull-dyke, muff-diving feminist out here, it is your stupid warped ideology that is implementing the absolute pussification, of the American male out here. The feminist movement has equated woman liberation from hopping from penis to penis to penis, all right? The feminist movement has equated woman liberation for women shitting out about five or six kids from five or six different fathers. They have equated woman liberation with being a subliminal prostitute. I mean, and I say this over and over again. Why do you think males out here are buying all these ridiculous $500 pair of clothes and $10,000 watches and $50,000 cars and that sort of thing? Do you think they're doing it to appease their own materialistic needs? No! They're doing it because it attracts women, folks, and that's what the feminists want. They want to turn women into subliminal prostitutes. I think that's funny to me because here they are, you know, these women, they all want to talk about equality, woman power, and all this horse crap, and yet they are switching back the hands of time out here. I mean, all you have to do is have a little bit of money and you can get yourself any bimbo on the street you want. And this is what I'm talking about, folks. This is the consequence of the feminist movement. And because I stress this, because I continue to talk about these subject matters, because I'm a true conservative, they want to ban yours truly from MySpace. They want to take me off the air of Blog Talk Radio Network. They want to ban me from Blogspot. I mean, I can go on and on. But let me tell you something, folks, and this goes out to all you pieces of crap, all you liberals, all you feminists that continue to listen to me, that are out there trying to agitate, sending me hate mail and all kinds of crap. I'm going to tell all of you pieces of crap like this, okay? You people can do whatever it takes. You people can try anything you want to do to try to stop me from spreading the conservative message, but I'm not going to stop, folks. I'm not going to stop spreading the damn conservative message. The conservative movement will rise again, and I'm telling all you liberal feminist pieces of immoral authoritarian crap that the conservative movement is far from over, folks. It is far from over. The conservative movement is on the side of goodness out here. All right? We believe in shielding children from sexual depravity and violent acts. All right? We believe in moral integrity. We believe in the sanctity of marriage out here between a man and a woman. And that's what I'm talking about, folks. We need to start emphasizing this a little bit more. Most people need to take their heads out of their asses and understand that this country is morally bankrupt, and you need to understand why it is, and it's because of feminism and liberalism. And if you don't want to admit it, well, then you don't know your ass from your elbow. You don't know your ass from your damn elbow. Anyway, folks, it's about 3 minutes left in the program here. I wanted to thank everybody for tuning in with me, whether you're live or in the archive. I really appreciate your patronage. I just wanted to let everybody know, folks, that because I've been banned from MySpace, I guess because I'm such a bad guy, because I'm an anti-feminist and anti-liberal, everybody thinks I'm some sort of bad guy or something. So, you know, in true liberal authoritarian fashion, they eliminate my political persuasion. And this is why I'm telling you that liberalism and feminism are just offshoots of authoritarian communism. And this is why I am completely against both of those ideologies. So please, folks, by all means, go to ipolitic.net/ghost. That's ipolitic.net/ghost. ipolitic.net/ghost. That's my blog. I'm going to be blogging about these stupid, dirty, dishrag whores that are on the Blog Talk Radio Network that are claiming to be conservatives, but when they're actually spreading nothing but a bunch of liberal feminist crap out here, I'm going to expose them for what they are. Unfortunately, I can't say it on the Blog Talk Radio Network because the last time I attempted to facilitate debate about certain Blog Talk Radio hosts out here that are completely hypocrites, I got taken off the air. So I can't do it, but please go to my blog, ipolitic.net/ghost. And if you happen to be a true conservative, by all means, join the ipolitic.net community, or hell, if you're a bedwetting liberal or whatever you are, join the ipolitic.net community, folks, because we need to have discourse. I mean, we need to have debate, and this is a purely political community out here, so I strongly advise everyone to go out, ipolitic.net. It's free to join. And let's have some debate. If you think I'm wrong, I'm always in them chat rooms. I'm always on the forums. I got blogs, the whole nine yards. If you think I'm wrong, well, then go to the ipolitic.net website and prove me wrong, you piece of crap. I'll make all you liberals look lower than a leprechaun's nutsack, and you know it, I know it, and everybody out there who's a true conservative knows it too. iPolitik.net, folks. Anyway, I got about a little over 40 seconds left on the program. I wanted to thank everybody for tuning in with me. This was a great show. We had a whole bunch of people there in the beginning. I had great callers, and I really appreciate everybody's patronage. Please go to iPolitik.net/ghost, read the blog. Give me a few comments. Let me know what you think. It really doesn't matter if you love me or hate me, just as long as, you know, you're thinking about the subject matters that I'm putting forth at hand out here. Anyway, folks, thank you very much for listening. Long live the true conservative movement and death to feminism, folks. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, iPolitik.net.